Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can find me here every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. I broadcast from 540 a.m. WAUK across southeastern Wisconsin. But of course, you can find me everywhere you are if you just download the Civic Media app for free, wherever you get your apps from. I got Tom Paulswitz with me today as my special guest co-host. We got Calvin on the board and my senior producer, Jamie, playing along with each and every one of you this afternoon. We left off just before the break, Tom, talking about RFK Jr.'s factually inaccurate comments about the measles outbreak that is occurring in Texas yesterday. And you were correctly observing that we are entering, we've gone through the looking glass where we used to be, even if you wanted to say, oh, I disagree with the experts, and we'll get to why people are doing that more and more these days.
Right.
But that you, there was at least a reliable expert in the government that you could count on to try to give you the correct information. And Tom, I had this moment today. I had heard what RFK had said, and I wanted to fact check it. And I also wanted to fact check his statements about, oh, there's 16 measles outbreaks last year, and this is a regular occurrence, nothing to see here, dismissiveness of it. And I instinctively went to the Centers for Disease Control website and then stopped myself. Because oh my gosh, I can't rely on the US CDC anymore because it's getting put through the Trumpian propaganda lens.
Yes.
And they're scrubbing meaningful data. It was such a depressing moment. Have you had any of those? I mean, we sort of have these depressing aha moments every day, but that one, I genuinely wanted reliable information and thought, I can't trust anything on the CDC website.
Oh, and I would say the same thing for mostly all the other federal websites at this point. And here's the thing, and I keep coming back to this in my head, there are two audiences. There's the Trump audience, and then there's the rest of us. And what I'm trying to figure out is, what is the game plan for the rest of us? Because I know what the game plan for the Trump audience is, but can it just be this bad? Is it just going to be incompetence and corruption? Because at some point, don't you tank the economy, and doesn't it just end up just causing all sorts of problems that you can't come back from as an elected official? I don't know. And so, yes, when you go to the CDC, you expect some expertise. There's no expertise there anymore. The people who are who have expertise, right, because they want to cut all these people from the government. But yep. The people that have expertise are also going to leave because their jobs are going to be so much harder. Or
intolerable.
Yes.
I just have to say this personal referential sort of context here. When I talk to people about lawyering and they ask me, how do you define your opposition? Because I was a trial lawyer, right? Who do you like to litigate against? And I said, the smartest lawyer around. I hate litigating against dumb, crappy, lazy lawyers that don't know their work and don't know how to clearly do their job, because it becomes impossible to actually figure out what is it that we actually disagree about it. So we can present that in unequivocally clear terms, what your side's argument is and what my side's argument. And I say that all the time, working when you are confronted with someone who is bad at their job or thinks they know more than they do, it's so terribly depressing and disengaging
and difficult. But the key there is that you have a competent arbiter. And what is also happening is those guardrails are starting to just fall away and disappear, right? So there's no one person saying, well, this is just ridiculous. Some of the press is, I will say some of the press is, but not enough. But then the flip side of that is these are people who think they're right. Like, I'm sure RFK thought what he said was correct, and he couldn't be more incorrect.
Right.
And it's flabbergasting.
You can't even get the number of people that have died correct. The one thing that you think you might want to jot a note down about. It's let's jump into this discussion, Tom, about the death of expertise, right?
Yeah.
Because that was one of the things that I wanted to cover today. We're going to also get around to, folks, the DEI in the age of Trump and some things right. that you yeah. may not know that Martin Luther King Jr. said yes. as we round out Black History Month. But let's get into this. Tom Nichols, he's a writer for The Atlantic, put out last week an excellent piece that I have been wanting to discuss with you in particular about the death of expertise in the government. He frames it up around this discussion about DOGE because it has nothing to do with government efficiency.
Right.
And if you don't believe me, I'm just going to point you to this fact. If they have, quote, the receipts, right, if there's so much savings going on, show me where. Like, yes. actually show me. They just pull these numbers. Oh, it's $1.5 million for this and that. Show me actually the budgets. Where it was being spent. Show yes. me the evidence. If there was such evidence, you don't think they'd be broadcasting that on a live stream all day long on X? And they actually tried to do a, quote, wall of receipts last week. DOGE posted online what they claimed was a wall of receipts celebrating right. how much it had saved by canceling federal contracts. But like within days when reporters started asking questions, all of the biggest claimed savings, like the yes. top five, not some of the top five,
right.
the top five biggest, all of a sudden were scrubbed, didn't exist anymore. Like that wasn't actually a thing. So show me the receipts that are real. Right? How are we going to know? I mean, do we just take these people's words for it?
But that's why I keep coming back to these two audiences, right? Because that first audience, that Trump audience, is going to believe it. They're like, oh, great job, right? And I heard, you know, Mike Johnson said it last night. He said, you know, we're going to find the $880 billion that is in fraud and waste. There's not $880.
No.
There isn't, right? It doesn't exist. But as long as they keep saying it over and over again. But here's the really scary thing is sometimes they don't even know the level of their own incompetence, right?
Yes.
These are people that don't have enough. They either don't have enough real world experience, so they don't have enough I hate to say common sense, but they don't have enough to even understand what they don't understand.
It's the Peter principle, the yeah. Dunning-Kruger effect, metastasized and exponentially blowing up. We're going to come back with my special guest, co-host Tom Paulsiewicz. We're talking about the death of expertise in our government. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked and join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back with more in just a moment.